September 2005. John sat at the end of a long table and took a large sip from his black coffee. It tasted extremely strong and bitter, but he didn't care. He didn't drink it for its taste. He'd drink it faster if he could, but it was scalding hot. He'd need 2 or 3 more large cups before he'd become fully alert and functional. Most of the people who came in bought their caffeine to go and hurried on their way. John didn't have lab meeting for another hour, and he felt no compelling pressure to get to his office early today. He was content to take his time, eat his cinnamon scone, drink his coffee, and read the New York Times. He opened to the health section first, as he'd done with every newspaper he'd read for over a year now, a habit that had long ago replaced most of the hope that originally inspired the behavior. He read the first article on the page and cried openly as his coffee cooled. Amylyx fails trial. According to the results of Synapsin's Phase 3 study, patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease who took Amylyx during the 15-month trial failed to show a significant stabilization of dementia symptoms compared with placebo. Amylyx is a selective amyloid beta-lowering agent. By binding soluble A-beta-42, this experimental drug's aim is to stop progression of the disease and is unlike the drugs currently available to patients with Alzheimer's, which can at best only delay the disease's ultimate course. The drug was well tolerated and sailed through phases 1 and 2 with much clinical promise and Wall Street expectation. But after a little over a year on the medication, the cognitive functioning of the patients receiving even the highest dose of Amylyx failed to show improvement or stabilization as measured by the Alzheimer's Disease Assessment Scale and scores on activities of daily living, and they declined at a rate that was significant and expected.